The call by President Bush to lift sanctions against Iraq is raising many legal questions for the UN Security Council. Russia pointed out today that to lift sanctions, the Security Council must determine that Iraq is free of weapons of mass destruction. But while Russia wants to hear from UN weapons inspectors, the Bush administration is sidelining the UN team. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
UN weapons inspectors are back in their home countries. Only a few experts remain in New York, sifting through documents and updating databases on Iraq. Spokesman Ewan Buchanan says inspectors are still under contract and could return to Iraq at any time, though there may be problems.
We know that the premises of the United Nations were ransacked about a week ago, and certainly we also know that most of our jeeps have been stolen. So that may be a complicating factor in starting up again.
A much larger complicating factor is the Pentagon's apparent intention to keep the UN inspectors out. The Bush administration has been recruiting former UN inspectors to help U.S. forces in the hunt for weapons of mass destruction. David Kaye of the Potomac Institute for Policy Studies and a former UN inspector himself supports this approach and has been recommending colleagues to the Pentagon.
You need people who know about the program and know how to conduct interviews and know what was not done right the last time. And I think that's one of the reasons for not going back to the UN. There's a great deal of dissatisfaction among former inspectors about the very slow pace and cautious, almost delusory nature of the way Blix was approaching interviewing Iraqi scientists and engineers.
Kaye doesn't limit his criticism to Chief Weapons Inspector Hans Blix. He also says Mohammed El-Baradei of the International Atomic Energy Agency was not aggressive enough. Another former inspector, David Albright, acknowledges the Bush administration lacks confidence in Blix and El-Baradei, and this could jeopardize what he still believes should be an international effort.
The administration hasn't really thought this through, except to say we don't want the international inspectors in there. I mean, the resentment is deep.
Albright believes the U.S. is losing time trying to assemble former weapons inspectors and get them the security clearances they need.
They have been very dependent on these younger military officers going into sites, and they don't really know what they're looking for. So I think that's part of the problem we've had with all these very dramatic cases in the media, and then it all turns out to be nothing.
Then there's the credibility problem. UN Weapons Inspector Hans Blix has argued that having UN inspectors involved would give more legitimacy to the search for chemical or biological weapons. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today insisted his teams are well-trained and will protect suspected weapon sites like crime scenes.
They will have people with them who will validate things. They'll have the ability to take pictures and assure that the control over any piece of evidence is as clear as it possibly can be. Now, that will not stop certain countries and certain types of people from claiming inaccurately that it was planted.
As for the early lifting of UN sanctions, the State Department today suggested the U.S. would try to get around the requirement to declare Iraq free of weapons of mass destruction. U.S. officials admit it will be difficult, but Kaye of the Potomac Institute believes the Bush administration has a persuasive case to make.
Why continue to impose economic sanctions, which would not apply to Saddam Hussein and his ruling clique, which fortunately is disappeared, but would impact on the lives of the average Iraqis?
The Security Council may begin to tackle the sanctions issue next Tuesday when it hears from Weapons Inspector Hans Blix. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.